According to a study done by the American Express, 33% of customers will consider switching companies just after they experience one stance of poor customer service.
Hello guys, hope you're doing good. This is Arush and you are listening to my podcast where we discuss things about entrepreneurship, leadership, business, strategy, personal development, communication and many other things. So stay tuned, here is the podcast for you guys. Enjoy it. Thank you.
The thing here is that when you think of your business to grow, you have two things to work on: customer acquisition and customer retention. Because of course, no customer, no sales, no revenue, no profit, no business, right? So the thing is that people actually don't focus that much on customer retention side. Customer retention and customer acquisition actually require different strategies separately. And most of the businesses, small businesses out there, most of the traditional businesses out there don't focus on the customer retention side. So let me give you some facts. According to a study done by the American Express, 33% of customers will consider switching companies just after they experience one stance of poor customer service. Okay, and 58% of the customers are willing to spend more with the companies that provide excellent customer service. And of course, the customer service has everything to do, not everything, but you know, 90% of the things to do with the customer retention strategies. So these facts are relevant here. So this clearly shows that how important the customer retention strategies are for the business. And of course, customer retention cost is always less than the customer acquisition cost. So like customer retention cost is 3 to 5% less than the customer acquisition cost. And of course, one thing here is that selling your product, selling your service to the existing customer, if you have the good customer experiences, or you actually focus on the customer retention side, then selling your service to the existing customer or product is way easier to acquire new customer and sell them, right? So customer retention is very important, because your existing customer also needs constant care, constant value, constant support. They need your attention as well. So just focus separately on these two things: customer retention part and customer acquisition part. They both are important. Okay, and thank you so much guys for listening to my podcast. I'm very grateful, you know, that you take out your time for listening to my podcast. Thank you so much.